What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
Podcast time.
Yes, it's another producer's pod with the guys still on secret assignment. You've got JB here. Also now I'm the keeper because the secret sound is back, everyone. So I also have that persona. We've got Danji, the newest addition to the team.
Let's go.
Bingo, good one. The Mummager.
Hello.
Hello. Aizen here.
Good morning. Or afternoon or evening, whenever you listen.
Previously known for pissing himself in Vegas, now also known for shitting himself in Bali.
Yeah.
And Costa with his rank scar that he got from his mutt of a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. Yeah, sure.
Danji had a little bit that he wanted to do about the scar.
Well, he also has the same Fev statue when it came in. I noticed it had a scar on his right cheek going vertically.
It's a good point.
And then Costa came in, exact same scar. Other
what
cheek,
does it
though.
Mean?
Is this like a voodoo doll situation? Am I going to be affected by anything that happens to Fev's statue?
This morning,
please don't put it out in Craigieburn. No, I'm just kidding. I love Craigieburn. I'm a North Sider.
I've heard about the scar. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's
How big.
Have you not seen it?
No, have you not looked at me this week, Aizen?
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
God, he rocks up at 6 a.m. when the show starts and then just doesn't look at anyone on the team.
Little known fact about our digital producer, Aizen, he also doesn't have any depth perception.
Oh, yeah, my right eye doesn't work properly.
Whoa. What?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm the video guy here.
You do wear glasses, so I would have wagered a guess there was something wrong with one of your eyes.
But if you throw something at me, it's pretty hard for me to catch it.
Oh, I'm holding it.
No, it's true. Ready?
Oh,
there you go.
This morning, Fev walked in, and like you see him walk in, he gives everyone a fist bump or whatever, and I just look at him, whatever, and then I go down just to like print off some more things. And then in the back of my eye, I'm just like, oh, Fev's right there. And I ask him a question about the footy, a solid like 20-second question. I look up, it's just the statue.
Oh, right. Great. There.
Oh. It's pretty haunting.
The statue is creepy.
Even in my peripheral vision, I feel like someone's...
In fairness, Dange might be the horniest Carlton fan in this team. So like that, I understand how that would happen. Because if it were a statue of Darcy Moore, I would
spit
probably do the same thing.
Sorry.
Now, I also have written down here, Danji has a bit.
No, so, that was the Fev thing. Just
that was the whole thing. Okay.
He did the bit.
You're bringing a lot of bits to today. Yeah.
Sorry, that was all.
Well, speaking of comedy.
It is, yes, it's a... Well, we don't have any comedians on the show. I was looking for the segue there. No segue, unfortunately. Oh, no, God almighty, there is a segue. You've made a good point, Costa. A very natural one. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is on at the moment.
Oh my God, don't tell me you actually...
It's amazing we don't do this every day.
You did not realise that.
Took me a bit. Is on at the moment. It's in its dying days. From March 27th through to April 21, treat yourself to a laugh at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Don't miss out. Browse the program and book your laughs at comedyfestival.com.au. We've been doing this thing on the podcast called Nick's Picks. Came out of nowhere. Just this real natural... organic chat, and some of the people that Nick has recommended you go see: Luke Heggie, Bron Lewis, Mel Buttle, Dilruk Jaisinghe, Nath Valvo, Damien Power, Mickey Bartlett, and Aaron Chen as well. So,
is that all?
If you've got some time, book it in. Get in there. Go.
Do you have any picks, JB?
I've got a pick. I've booked in for Ben Russell. I was influenced overnight.
Oh,
Someone
yeah.
put something up on Instagram saying, go see him, go see him, go see him.
I'll tell you what, I
that
saw
was
Ben
a midnight
Russell
purchase.
A couple of years ago. He did I know he's doing a more sort of one-man show this year, but he had a thing where we all, it was like a group of us, there was maybe a dozen of us, and we all put on those silent disco headphones. We're out in the city, all put on those silent disco headphones, and he plays out like a full character. Like it's a soundscape in your ears, you're in America, you know, and he's taking you through all these different environments and doing, you know, accents that aren't offensive. You know, the whole thing, but it was it was actually very ingenious and very funny and very unique. I've never done anything like that. And it Ben Russell, 100%.
Have a giggle, have a think. Melbourne International Comedy Festival, March 27th through to April 21. Book now at comedyfestival.com.au. I think one of the things with the comedy festival is you can get lulled into a false sense of security and you can think, oh, I've got plenty of time. Well, this is the last week. Get in.
Go. I need to go myself.
Yes. Who do you want to see, Das?
Who do I want to see? Nath Valvo. He came in the other day.
Very
so funny. And Mel Buttle was in, I think, Monday.
Mel smashes it. Absolutely brilliant.
I'm still trying to figure out what a non-offensive accent sounds like?
Generally just white Europeans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can do French. French is cool.
We can do a French accent. It is not a problem at all.
Listen now for an Alpha Bucks answer as well. It is hidden somewhere in the podcast.
Oui, oui. Au revoir.
No, not au revoir yet, because the podcast continues. Whatever it is, see you in a moment in French.
Baguette.
Arden Homes create award-winning energy-efficient homes that are not only beautiful, but improve the way you live. And for a limited time, enjoy up to $39,000 in bonus upgrades.
The Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
We make people feel good.
Brendan Favola.
Fishy, fishy, fishy.
Nick Cody.
Boring.
Are Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick. We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne's the best.
Absolutely love it.
They are the best.
Live in Melbourne every day.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are becoming the biggest parties in Melbourne.
We've packed outdoors.
We did schoolies for the very first time.
Mary Warren, here is your statue of Brendan Favola.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Margot Robbie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jack Black.
Great to meet you.
So good to have you back on the show and to come to Brecky in the Burbs. $100,000. You just won Fox's golden ticket.
That is the secret sauce.
The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Tuesday morning, hello. Fifi, Fev and Nick, good morning to you three.
Good morning. Morning.
Melbourne, we have a huge show for you this morning. Oh, Catch Them If You Can is back.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's Catch Them If You Can.
Catch Them If You Can, it is back. Through, yes. From popular demand, whenever we get our Fox Bureau of Investigation up and running, so many people, listeners, hit us up and say, can we use your PI? There's something going on in my life I'd love to get to the bottom of. And private investigators are expensive. It's a difficult path to go down. So we love helping people here in Melbourne. And we did get approached by somebody. And just to make it really clear, everyone stays anonymous in this. We're not into naming and shaming or having people publicly humiliated. But we just, if we can get some people clarity in their life, that's what we're hoping to do. Now, Tim contacted us. Are you there, Tim?
Yes, hello, good morning.
Tim, you're obviously there on the voice disguiser, and that's not your real name. But you have a situation. And I'm hoping that everything does play out well for you and your greatest fears are allayed. But talk us through what's going on in your relationship at the moment.
Well, they've dated my partner for 6 years and just normal relationship, like everything's been splendid up until, I want to say, probably the last 10 to 12 months, I think. Like, I love my partner. She's just the one for me. She started going to the gym last year and just dropped a ton of weight, like a stack of weight, which is absolutely amazing. Like, she looks incredible now. But I've noticed that the gym has taken over her life in the last year so much so that, you know, we've become a lot very much distant in a relationship. It's just not the same anymore.
So, I mean, that on one hand, that's great. Your partner is taking her fitness seriously and she's lost a lot of weight, feeling good. Look, and that can sometimes create a shift in the relationship. But is it true that you might be a bit sus on her personal trainer?
Oh,
yes. And it's such a cliche to hear those words come out of my mouth or even just let the seat develop in the mind. You go, well, this is just ridiculous to even think of something like this, but they are spending significant amounts of time together, and that's eating away, time that we used to spend together.
And she's at the gym all the time.
Yeah.
Have you mentioned the personal trainer, Tim, to her at all?
Yeah, just out of like a whim, nothing too serious and it just gets laughed off.
The old laugh off.
Like, it is such a cliche. I mean, Tim, I don't want to say this to you, but my girlfriend, she did leave her partner for her personal trainer. So it does happen. Like, no, it is a cliche, but it is a cliche. And, Tim, there can be lots of reasons for the distance between you two, because I think when someone goes through a personal transformation in a relationship, it does absolutely affect the relationship. So it might just be that. There might not be anything sus going on. Have you tried to, I'm not saying, you know, have you done your own personal PI, but have you tried to look around? I don't know. Can you go to the gym and check it out? What's happening?
Why don't you go to the gym and get the personal trainer with you?
Yeah, well, I'm not a gym guy myself, but I have been there just a couple of times with her, and he's a lovely guy, but he's a good looking rooster. I'm not going to lie to you. But yeah, in terms of, like, obviously nothing untoward's going to happen if I was, you know, in the room with them, I would hope, but
you'd hope not.
It's just that little itch inside my head at the moment that I can't.
And I think, Tim, something you brought up with Darcy, our producer, was, is she doing girls' weekends, which she hasn't necessarily done in the past? So she's going away, like, every now and then, every month or so, with a couple of girlfriends?
Yeah, and look, it's probably down to losing weight. Like, you get more energetic, feel happy about life, want to get out in public. But
it's true.
Do you speak to her when she's away, or she just keep her phone? Like, are you going to, she going to, like, retreats?
No, it's almost like, it's almost like radio silence. But that, if that hadn't been across the whole group of girls, like, you just don't see anything on social media, you go.
That's interesting. Yeah. Like, I when I heard that, Tim, I thought, if she's going on girls' weekend, girls like to post all their photos.
That's all they
There's
do, I
nothing
think.
Nothing on socials. But then maybe they're just phones reels. Down and let. Look, Tim, this is a tricky one, and I really hope this plays out okay for you, because, as I said, it could just be new lease of life, and she's changed a lot of her habits in her life, and she's obsessed with the gym. But we would absolutely love to try to help you here and set one of our incredible PIs on the case, and get to the bottom of, is there something going on in her life that she's not telling you, or is this just very normal behaviour and there's nothing sus going on?
Hey, Timmy, you said that she's dropped a lot of weight, and, you know, it doesn't matter, this is not relevant at all, but was she a larger woman beforehand?
Wouldn't say large. She swore that she's now, like, ripped and toned.
Yeah, so she's got a lot of confidence. She feels good.
Yeah, it just looks incredible at the moment. Like, really, really good.
Personal question, Tim. How's, like, your intimacy going? Has it brought you closer together because she's got a newfound confidence in her body?
Well, I would certainly hope so, but it's just been...
dried up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
well, look, Tim, we're on the case. The Fox Bureau of Investigation is firing up. We will hopefully have our first update for you tomorrow. So surveillance will begin, and fingers crossed, Tim, that everything is well.
Hopefully. It's just itching at me.
Of course.
I feel ridiculous even taking it this far, but...
No, just know, Tim, you're anonymous. No one will ever know this is you. No one ever know it's her. This is all very private, anonymous, played out on the radio, obviously. But good luck, Tim. We will get to the bottom of it for you.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, MAFS has wrapped this season for 2024 is over. But one of the biggest, juiciest stories that has come out over the past few days, the last week, revolves around Tim. Now, Tim Smith, Tim and Lucinda, we got to know them very well as a couple, no longer together. But we've got Tim in the studio. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
We're great.
Yeah.
Now, Tim, so much to talk about. We could talk about MAFS. People still love MAFS, but we don't want to talk about that at all.
I bet. Yeah. What would you like to talk about? The weather?
Well, Tim, drugs. It has been revealed since you've left MAFS. I'm not sure, and I don't think Channel 9 even knew this when they cast you on the show, but you are a convicted drug smuggler and went to prison over in America.
Could you not make it sound any worse if you tried?
Fee, anytime Fee mentions crime, she whispers it, which I do think makes it worse every time.
I'd be getting a death penalty if you were the judge.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. How did you get yourself into that?
Few drinks and a late night and a great idea. Really? You know, all the best ideas come after 1 a.m.
Yeah.
In a pub. And it was overseas, or was it Canada? Where did it? No.
The idea came up in Canada.
Yes, okay.
The operation happened in the US.
Really? And you were a pilot?
No. Let's get that straight. I was a moron. I didn't know how to fly a helicopter.
But you were flying them.
Yeah.
How'd you learn?
I
learned on YouTube and I took a lesson or two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was one of it. You think that the actual running it was dumb. Try sitting in a jet ranger for the first time and sort of going, I think I can do this. It's not like driving the car where you can put the brake on. Once it starts.
Yeah.
How many hours did it take you to think I've actually might have this?
I think about I took a half an hour lesson and figured, I reckon I could do it. Just like every guy has sat in the plane on the way to Bali thinking, if the pilots like die, I reckon I could land it. We've all had that thought,
right?
Yeah,
but right? I've played Microsoft Flight Simulator, you know?
Right.
It's so confidence. Confidence is key to most things like this.
You could call it confidence or moron.
So you're in the cartel. So how did you get connected to these people to start? What did you smuggle? Cocaine, marijuana?
Weed? Yeah, weed from Canada into Washington State.
And that's legal now. So some would say you're like a businessman, like you're
entrepreneur.
You're thinking ahead.
Ahead of the times.
Yes.
You try and justify everything. It's like prohibition, you know. The Kennedys made their money running Canadian whiskey into the US during prohibition. I just figured I was a Kennedy.
So you're smuggling drugs. How much per trip? How many trips did you do? How much money did you get paid?
You know, it'd be a couple million.
You got paid?
Yeah.
How many trips?
Be about 20 odd trips.
How many years did you get?
I got 1 year.
Jeez, that's worth it.
Well, 1 year, 6 months.
So, Tim, how did you get caught?
Smoked it?
I never got caught doing it. It's called conspiracy. So if two people say that you did it and they're willing to go on the stand,
rats,
then you are as good as cooked.
They dropped you in it.
Yeah.
What, your mates?
Well, not your mates, because you never actually get to know anyone's name. Like, they knew me as the jockey.
The jockey?
Yeah. So I used to just...
I've got it. Let's go back to the beginning, because I've seen so many movies, and you go... But so, whoever said... So somebody said to you, were they a friend or just someone walked up to you in pub and went, want to fly choppers?
No.
Like,
how does that happen? The guy... I used to be a bartender in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And we were sitting around, and I knew everyone was pretty shady. If you own a nightclub... And generally, you're pretty shady. Mm. And they were just talking about the border. And then somebody said, it'd be great if we knew a chopper pilot. And I've always had a dream of flying helicopters. And in this one part, I said, when I was 15, I actually applied for the Air Force in Australia. So I sent my grades in and they sent me back a letter saying I could be a postman or a cleaner. So clearly... It wasn't going to work through the Air Force way.
Well, you become a postman, didn't you? You delivered on the marijuana.
So I chose a different path to get my aviation experience.
But just a young bartender that made a bad decision.
Yeah, look, the story itself was pretty something out of a movie, but, you know, as you've seen on A Current Affair, it had a... I always say my sentence started after my sentence.
Yeah, right.
So you went to prison. So did you have more luck in prison or on maths?
How scary is that? There's prison in the United States. How scary is that?
Well, I was arrested in California. So I bounced around a few different jails in California.
Gosh.
Like, and then I guess the first, because we all seen that movie, Nicolas Cage, Con Air, of course.
In the 80s. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't believe I was on a prison bus heading to the Mojave Desert.
Not with
Soros. Chained to a guy from Alabama. And then I thought, I might as well get talking to this guy. And just, and I said, what brings you to California? And he said, I've been out here on trial. And I said, how'd you go? And he goes, I got triple life.
Oh.
And I'm like, I was on a Qantas flight 11 days ago sitting next to somebody.
What had he done for triple life?
You'd have to be doing murder.
Yeah, he was murder.
But then, there's a 727 with stairs heading up through the back where the engines are, and about 7 hours to Lotus and Marshalls everywhere, and I'm literally waiting for Nick Cage to walk out, behind me. Yeah.
So did you have more luck in prison or in mass? Back to that question.
Look, I went into the feds a virgin and came out, and I would say I did the same on maths.
But can I ask, I know what you're angling, but I want to be more serious about this. Like, how scary is that, Jay?
Oh,
like,
it's...
Do you have to make... Because I've seen Prison Break and I've seen Orange is the New Black. Like, do you have to, like...
Good comparison.
No, but what I mean is, like, you've got... Don't you have to make allies? And I...
You do.
I've watched all the crime investigation shows. They're all the gangs, and then it becomes racial gangs.
100%. Yep. I went into one tank, I think, in... San Bernardino, and they kind of call it like a gladiator tank, where it's just four walls, 180 beds, and the bed, the room itself is divided by where you walk by races and neighbourhoods, which is really weird.
So the Aussie was in the corner by himself?
Surely. I've spent a bit of time.
It went Mexicans, whites, blacks, Asian, and you don't want to be a part of the fifth group, which is everybody else.
What were you in?
I was in the whites. And being an Australian, I got a little bit of a break if I didn't understand the rules. The accent cut me a few breaks.
And also, I mean, look, you are a good-looking guy, though. Did you want to ugly yourself up or something? That's what I would think. I watch a lot of these shows. Don't you do that? Like, you don't want to be a pretty boy in the...
Look, I've always said this about, especially in the feds, over a state prison. Feds are sort of what we class as a little more upper class. We're amongst the bigger people than the state crimes. It's really a game of... It's a mental game over a physical game. So figure out who people are very quick.
Yeah,
it's like I've always had that theory, and I learnt that in there. Walk into a room, try and look for the bigger for the dickhead, and if you can't find it, generally it's you.
Ooh, wow.
Gosh, that's good.
So I applied that to maths too.
Yeah. Now, get back on maths just for 1 second. How did they not know that you – how did you get around that? Because they would have done a background check. That's – how
does, look, the MAFS does a very extensive check. There's no question they check off the eyes, quite
So they would have known you went to prison.
They didn't.
How?
Well, because you've got to tell them which countries you lived in, and they will do a check. And I always try and justify, and maybe it's a little bit wrong on my part. I wasn't living in the US. I was just staying there against my will.
But yeah, wouldn't, you know, wouldn't
I'm not going to say that I lived in Bali.
Yeah, but they can't do a criminal check in every country.
But if you just type in his name, wouldn't it come up?
Tim Smith.
No. Good luck.
Yeah.
I can't. There's no chance of me ever getting my name on Google.
I know three other Tim Smiths.
180 beds. It just sounds like a crappy hostel. You know, I was at the San Bernardino hostel for.
Mm. Well, now you said that you told Lucinda, so she knew.
Lou knew. Yeah.
Yes.
And look, after you've spent 3 days, together, you've figured out that I'm, not diminishing it in any way.
You've learned your lesson.
Right. And so, I gave Lou the option of opting out. Yeah.
Did you ever get nervous flying the drugs? Are you going to get caught or you just don't care?
Oh, are you getting nervous? The first morning I looked at my buddy because I didn't know where the lights were on this thing. I didn't know how to navigate, and he just had a flashlight on the dash. And he just looked at me and said, "Are we going to die today?" And I said, "Look, it's a good 50-50 chance, but if you want to get out, it's okay."
Were you close to crashing it? Did you nail the flying bit from YouTube?
I kind of nailed the fly. I kind of nailed the flying bit, but I still. I almost ran into a sheriff helicopter one day because I never knew how to work the radio.
You'd be on the dumbest cruise ever.
But I mean, nobody would have survived because he was heading one way and I was heading the other. But I could hear F-16s on my headset in a naval base. And I thought if I just stay low enough, I won't run into anybody.
Now, we got some questions sent to us and our... go.
No, go.
No, you go.
Sorry, didn't at all. No, please. What were the questions?
No, you go.
No, it's all good.
There you go.
Well, Tim, this was a fascinating chat. You are no longer, obviously, on maths, but you are single still?
I am single, yes.
So just getting around Melbourne. And now this will add to the bad boy factor, I'm imagining, on the dating scene.
Yeah, well, you know.
Are there women who are suddenly coming out of the woodwork going, oh, love a bad boy?
Yeah, it's been a while since it happened, but it definitely does add to the mystique of it all. It gives a few people, my ex-cast mates, a different look at me when it comes to negotiating.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Tori thinks that she knew about me, but clearly nobody did.
No. Well, thank you for sharing it. Fascinating. Tim, and you've started a new TikTok account, Tim Smith.
Had 070.
Yeah, well, it's here on the page highlighted. I thought I had to mention
Everyone's, God, look at that picture. You know, it's funny when I look at the picture now, like my maths picture comes up and my prison picture all in the same ad everywhere.
Better on maths, I reckon. The maths photo's looking a little bit better. Yeah. What's the TikTok thing? You're doing dances and challenges or teaching people how to fly?
Yeah. I'm actually doing a virtual flying course. It'll be on.
Well, thank you for coming into the studio. Fascinating insight that we didn't realise when you were on the telly, but thank you for coming in to share it after.
No worries at all, guys.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We've just come back from holidays and I took the girls to Fiji for a bit of bulla vanaka, pool time, nuggets and chips, water aerobics, had the time of our lives. Now,
just sounds like how you live anyway.
Yeah, I know.
No need for the flight.
I do like, yeah, but I just love the... I love the being by a pool in bathers 24/7.
Yeah, it is nice.
And the only issue was, obviously, we couldn't take Lizzie, Rosie, Cookie, Box.
It's not a problem.
Our dog, who we love. And I mentioned this to Josiah weeks before we left. And I said, Josiah, because Josiah loves dogs. He's a dog whisperer. He takes them up the top of mountains and whispers to them, has chats. He's got... Elmo, his gorgeous little cavoodle, and I just mentioned it in passing, and you said, oh, Melita and I would love to have Lizzie.
Anytime you need a dog sitter, we would love to help out, Fee.
So I said, okay, that would be great. Now, you came and got Lizzie, and it was love at first. You, like, Jacita.
That's a good name. That's a great name.
I think I just came up with my Brangelina.
Jacita. Oh.
Josiah and Melita are not just a physically beautiful couple, but they are both... hearts of gold. Like you can just tell they are just beautiful. You will be beautiful parents, have a beautiful family one day.
When they walk around together, you see them in slow-mo black and white. They're a Ralph Lauren ad.
They are. They're gorgeous.
I can't wait for our wedding because afterwards the photo spam, it's going to be like Vogue shoot.
And when you came to pick up Lizzie, you walked out the door and I didn't want to turn to Trixie because Trixie loves Lizzie. Talked about Lizzie every day. You were sending her photos and videos. It was gorgeous. But I didn't want to say this, but I thought, Lizzie's going to fall in love with you and Melita and not want to come home, which is kind of what happened. But you dropped her off when we got home on the weekend and the excitement, the girls, Lizzie was running around the house. Everyone was having fun. And then I said, did everything go well? Like anything you need to tell me? And you said, well, there's something that went wrong.
Yeah, one thing. And boys, this will get you really up and about.
Can I guess? You found out the dog was microchipped and you thought the government's tracking it. You're worried it's a new conspiracy.
Threw it off the balcony. But no, first of all, it was amazing to see a dog that had never seen an apartment before. Lizzie ran into the elevator doors first time. That was amazing.
That
was
really?
So funny. So funny. No, I had an incident about, it was day three, and I took Lizzie for a walk with my dog Elmo and to go to the toilet. And Lizzie couldn't go to the toilet. She was stuck. She was
constipated.
She was very stuck. And I felt so bad. Aww. And it was going on for about an hour to the point she just didn't go. And you could tell she was frustrated. Aww. And I was like, there's something wrong here. I've been feeding her well. Well, Bev. So I took her back upstairs to the balcony. I said, Melita, you have a crack. And she's pulled up the tail, had a look. And unfortunately, there had been a bit of an incident where old dried up number twos had... made it quite stuck so she couldn't get anything else out.
Yeah, the dog cork.
Exactly. Yeah. It was exactly that. A dog cork. That's a good way of describing it.
I've never heard of a dog cork. And in the 5 years I've had Lizzie, she's never been dog corked.
What'd you feed her?
No, I don't know. She just, you know, probably a bit of emotions. She was stuck. Anyway, exactly like Nick said, it required me to get some toilet paper and try and remove the dog cork. So I'm on my balcony on a Saturday or whatever day it was, picturing Fee on her sun lounge in Fiji. Removing a dog cork out of Lizzie's bum.
Did it spray out?
No. So it only got half out. And then I took her back out to the park and Sorry, I feel bad talking about your dog like this.
Did you shake her up like a winning F1 driver on the podium?
It kind of worked. Then I saw that it got a bit runny because of the cork had been half removed. And then it was kind of going everywhere, spread her fur. And I thought, this can't go throughout my apartment. And so, and Melita had actually just gone to work at this stage. So what I did.
Took one of the showers down the beach.
I went to a shower. There was a dog wash, luckily, so close to my house. Went in there. A dog wash. Yeah, a dog wash.
It's called a hose.
Well, I could have done that as well. I took her to the dog wash, paid the $10. I'll invoice you later.
Invoice me, please. Yeah. I said to you, why don't you take her to the vet? I'd have gone straight to a vet.
And I've got this hose, and it took a while because it had dried. I had to
put the hose.
Sorry
up there
for people eating clean their it food. Out or not? Yeah,
I you colonic the dog.
I had to soften it, then remove it with my fingers. The whole time picturing Fee on a sun lounge in Fiji while I've got essentially my fingers.
And you're only going to charge her $10
up a dog's backside.
Six figures to uncork a dog.
That was my holiday.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
That's
yuck.
So full on.
Did you pick it up? Because you often don't pick the poo up around your area.
No, don't ask me.
This is. I feel so bad. Because that's never happened.
How do you think
he
feels?
I know.
You uncorked your dog.
Well, honestly, Lizzie appreciated it. I actually think it made Lizzie and I get closer together. Yeah, because she was like.
Because you put your finger up her bum.
Well, that doesn't help.
See, I
got married for that reason.
What's interesting is that. When Josiah sent videos, because a couple of things you were doing, which did surprise Trixie, was at one stage Lizzie was running along the beach without a lead on. We always have a lead on Lizzie when we take her outside the house. And I showed Trixie the video because I said, look at Lizzie running free, loving the beach. And Trixie was like, but what if she runs in front of a car? What if she runs away?
It was my honestly concern. I was like, I'm not going to have her off a lead for 2 weeks. Went for it, hoping she wouldn't just bolt for a road. Luckily, she didn't. But I reckon that thought did cross my mind.
But I also think you are a great friend. And it's great friendship to do this because there is such responsibility. And I've heard stories like this where when you've looked after someone's pet while they're away and something's happened. In fact, 131060, if you have any stories about what happened when you left your pet with someone? Leon, you've got... It's not a fun one, let's be honest.
It's not fun at all.
I'm sorry to relive this.
I probably wouldn't have brought this up.
Oh, no.
When I was in grade 5, we had our first family vacation to Queensland and our friends had to look after our dog. And I might point out as well, we had a pet cat that was very old and very unwell and we had to put it down before the holiday because... it wouldn't have made it, I reckon.
Oh,
so,
sad.
And then whilst we're at Movie World, we got a call, whilst I was on the Lethal Weapon ride, got a call that our dog had got out and been hit by a car and had to be put down.
Leon.
I haven't been friends with that family for a while.
Oh, and that does take the fun out
of it. I would have just brought a dog
world.
With the same, that looked the same and just said it was it.
Well, people must do that with budgies and
100%.
Fish. 100%. Because I think if I was looking at someone's fish and it died, I would get a replacement
get
one
a replacement.
And hope they never noticed.
100%.
But budgies can talk. I had budgies that I taught all how to talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're not going to replace
get
that.
I had budgies. I didn't teach them to talk. I had a guinea pig. Had a couple of
guinea pig die.
They died. Yeah, mine died. I'd wake up in the morning. I'd give them a shower at night, mind you, Melbourne winter.
Wow.
I'd give them like a bath and a shower because I wanted to
then leave them outside
and then leave
to
them
dry
outside.
Off in winter.
Yeah. Yep. And then
we
wake up and they were frozen.
At Yarrawonga, we built like a little castle for it when Lenny and Lulu were little, when I was living in Yarra. And we just brought them, and then we woke up the next day. I woke up early, and they were dead. And then I had to, I chucked them in the lake, because that's what I don't know what to do with it. And then the kids were like, we said we had to give them back to the owner because they were missing the other ones.
Smart.
They still think that that happened.
Well, 131060, what did you do to someone's pet when you were looking after them, or maybe something happened when you left your pet with somebody?
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, we have just got back from holidays, and while I was away with the girls, Josiah, you looked after our dog.
Yeah, she's
Lizzie
so beautiful.
Rosie, and she is. She's gorgeous, and we were so happy, and it was such a good feeling being away knowing she was being loved because you and Melita gave her so much love. But you did say to me, and I got that feeling, that awful feeling when your stomach drops and someone says to you, oh, something did go wrong. And I went, oh, no, what happened?
It's so funny.
Did she nearly get hit by a car?
Before I told Fee what happened, she threw like three scenarios. Hit by a car. I was like, no, Fee,
I know,
it's
I was
not
like,
that
what
bad.
Happened?
Not
what did you do?
Bad.
What happened?
Did you give him access to her Instagram page?
No. Oh, gosh, I don't know. I've got access to that.
Oh, but she's open got that. Like heaps, 30,000.
Yeah, I sent that to Melita. I was like, you know, yeah. We had coffee with our two dogs.
You should have done that.
And I said, you know, you're sitting with a famous dog right now.
She should have corked it on Insta. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
And that is what happened. She just got some blockage at the back end, and poor Josiah had to
help her.
That's a lot. That's real friendship, by the way. Yeah. Thank you. But the phones have melted down because when you leave your friends or neighbors or you ask somebody to be responsible for a pet, it doesn't always go well. And it's actually scary. I don't think I'd be able to look after someone's pet because I don't like that level of responsibility. But Tess from Manor Lakes. Hi, Tess.
Hi.
Hey, Tess. Now, what happened? Was someone looking after your pets?
Yes. So my brother-in-law was looking after our pets while we were away on our family holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we had two dogs and a bird, a green parrot. And he called us while we were away and said, oh, I've gone back the next day and the bird cage was open and I think the bird's flown away because his wings weren't clipped. So we were upset, but we were like, oh, you know, it's happened. Can't do anything about it. And then we got home maybe 3 days later and actually discovered, so we found green feathers. So our dog was very, very interested in the bird. So now we're assuming that the dog ate the bird.
Wow. Tess, I also like the bit where your brother-in-law said, oh, the door appeared to be open.
Yeah.
Like as if there's only one person that could have opened that door.
Yeah, he mustn't have latched it closed properly after he fed the bird. So, yeah, we just discovered a bit of the feathers and things on the floor, and they weren't anywhere near the cage. So obviously he's tried to fly away, and then, our dogs decided to
have some lunch.
Oh,
yum.
Dear, you don't expect one pet to eat another one while you're on holiday. But
real turducken situation.
That's not ideal. Thank you for that, Tess. Stephanie from Point Cook. Hey, Steph.
Hi, how are you?
Steph. Yeah, good. Now, what happened? What was this pet you're talking about?
So my brother got asked to look after his best friend's lizard when he was in high school. It was a beautiful sunny day in Melbourne and my brother said, I'm going to take the lizard out for a sunbake.
Oh, come on.
So he took this lizard out on a beautiful sunny day in Melbourne and the lizard fried to death. My mum had the grueling task of contacting the poor owners and explaining to them that their lizard went on a sunbake and accidentally fried because he was in the sun for too long.
Jeez, they must have left him there for a while.
What made your brother think lizards like sunbaking?
I'm not quite sure. Yeah, they do.
Sorry,
but
all my nurses are yelling at me.
Yeah, and then if it's too hot, they'll hide under rocks warm, they'll hide under the rock.
It's cold.
So they'll be warmed by that.
Because it's funny, when you said that, Steph, a lizard is probably the one pet I would look after for someone because surely that requires nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Just let it sit there.
Why they flat out?
Like a lizard drinking.
Got it. Thank you for that, Steph. Sarah from Preston. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah, now what happened? And were you the dog sitter or...
No, it happened to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So she and her husband travel up north for a holiday and usually leave their two dogs with the breeder to look after for a couple of weeks. So female and male dog gone off to the breeder. My friend kept in contact with her and usually she would get photos of both the dogs, but she was only getting photos of one of the dogs while they were away. So the female was, you know, eating here and doing this, but nothing of the male dog. So when they usually go and pick the dog up from the breeder when they return from holidays, but the breeder said, no, I'll deliver the dogs to you. So she gets to the front door, female dog's there, and she said, where's the male dog? She said, he's in the car. Okay. Go to the car. She opens up the boot and there's an Esky. True story. So the dog has been on ice for nearly two weeks because the poor dog, according to the breeder, had ingested food too quickly and choked and died. So rather than let her know and ruin her holiday, she thought she'd keep her on ice for the time that they were away, which gave them the opportunity to you know, bury the dog, which really she's done the right thing. And also it gave an opportunity to take the dog to the vet. So that poor
dog. That's a bit late.
I can't. Do you know what I like for a few? I like what the breeder did for a few reasons. One, don't ruin someone's holiday.
Yeah,
like, I reckon that is something you keep from them.
100%.
Yeah.
I think the photos of the one dog having fun though is quite funny because it's very obvious.
He would have caught on.
No, yeah.
I would have done no photos.
Yeah.
I'd have just gone dogs.
I've got no reception. Thanks for saying put it on ice for later. To a new level, doesn't it?
Oh, that's so sad. What a terrible return.
It's a dog on ice.
But thank you for sharing that, Sarah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We have an Alpha Bucks answer if you are playing at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, the 17th of April. The letter will be O. Question, an American state.
Ohio.
Yeah. Ohio or Oklahoma.
Oregon?
As well.
No.
Oregon? No.
Is that one?
Yes. Bingo.
Yeah,
well done.
Thank you.
Yes.
They've got a lot of states.
So that's one answer down. Just 9 more to go and you could have $20,000.
You know what? I realized you get an answer today. Mm. That gives you one tomorrow. If you're listening, that's
and
two
also,
answers.
And listen here, man. Listen here, Danji. You also get one in early bird.
Bang.
So you that's only three answers.
But yes.
That's is it? Okay. Yes. Well, why not buy two bites of the cherry, my
just
friends?
Listen.
Great, perfect. Best of luck.
101.9 The Fox.
Just got back from holiday, took the girls to Fiji, Bulawanaka, to the beautiful Fijian people. Had such a great time. And as I said to you guys yesterday, for my kids, they're both young, 4 and 11, just turned 11, tricks. They're great holidays. It's perfect for us in this spot, which
it's a wind
is,
down.
It is. You go, we lie in hammocks, we go to the pool, and we eat a lot of buffet. It's fun. And you don't have to, there's not much washing because just bathers upon bathers upon bathers. And anyway.
I get it now because I used to be like you. I travel
all
the time.
Travel, new
love
countries,
traveling.
New experiences.
Two little boys, a 5-year-old boy and a 2-year-old boy. Why? Why take them anywhere? Go to the beach.
I agree.
Don't take them anywhere.
I see people go on European vacays and I go, I'd love to go to those temples or those.
Well, Josiah's getting married. And
I
said to my wife, he said, your whole family can come. I said to Luch, should we take the boys to Albania? And Luch said, absolutely not. What a waste of everyone's time.
Anyway, spent a lot of time in the pool. What's wrong, Fev? Is your microphone?
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
I can hear you.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Your headphones aren't plugged in. That'll help.
Hello. There we go. Yes.
Oh, you just couldn't hear yourself.
His headphones
I literally couldn't
in.
Hear anything. No, they were plugged in.
I didn't have them plugged in.
No, I took them out. I just couldn't hear anything.
Anyway, so spent a lot of time in the pool with the girls. Now, as I said, we were just in bathers every day and I would change bathers. And I do have a pair of bathers. They're black bathers. And I realised I was going to start wearing them because I was doing water aerobics every morning at 11.
No.
And getting right into it, loving it. And they were just the best for that. Anyway, but they have a little glitch, whereas when I'm swimming, they sort of fall off. And what kept happening was...
I don't think that's the bather's fault.
No, it is.
It might be the twins.
Embarrassing for the girls. So every now and then, either Daisy or Trixie would go, Mum, your boob's hanging out. And I'd go, oh. And I had a running gag with them.
No wonder those guys were mates with you. We met yesterday, John and Paul.
No, Phil and Paul. So Trixie particularly because she's 11, she gets embarrassed, like, Mum, your boob's out. And I had a running gag that I had with the girls going, oh, lucky people. I was saying, I'm not embarrassed. I'm like, hey, everyone got an eyeful. Well done. Anyway, then we were in this, we were sitting in this, there was like a smaller pool that was like a big jet pool with spas, sort of a spa pool. And there was probably about 15 people in it. We're all sitting there in a circle. And Daisy was, she just learned how to swim. She was getting excited. And we're sitting there sort of having a bit of a small talk chat. And the next minute, Daisy has just ripped open my bathers and screamed out, lucky people! Yeah. No. So the rest of the holiday, she just keeps taking my bathers off, screaming lucky people. But I was like, no, that's just what it's
as soon
an
as Daisy
accident.
Gets around free, everyone starts to get around like a big celeb there, waiting for a big show. I literally can't hear myself. I think my microphone's broken.
So you and Daisy have the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake Super Bowl halftime show.
I got in trouble for that.
That's your combination in the Fiji spot.
What did the people say?
They love it. Because it's my 4-year-old opening my bathers.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
It is The Fox's Fifi Fevenick. Good morning.
Hey, this is quite funny. I'm not great with social media. I think we all know that. It's particularly like I love Instagram. I love posting photos. I love videos. I love seeing what's happening. I love watching all my friends.
Just a scroll.
I find it really good for connection, particularly with friends in a busy life. Like there are lots of downside. Well, there's a big downside to social media, I think, and people's addiction to it and all the carry on and people's insecurities and then affects their mental health. There's all sorts of issues. The one thing I love is connection, because in a busy life, I don't get to see my friends all the time, but I can see what they're doing, their holidays, their kids. Mm-hmm. I like that bit. But I don't know how it works all the time. And there is one element, which is the requests bit. Now, if people, you know how when you get messages, so
If
you're my friend, you just go straight into my inbox. But if I don't know you, it goes into a box called requests, but I've got to swipe over to see it. So it's not even in my menu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is so funny. Sorry, Aizen, our social media genius, is laughing his head off because how can I be this stupid?
No. It's because your font's so big on your phone.
No, it's not. It's the same. Are you joking?
No, it's
not a bigger font.
No, that's the same. It's the same as mine.
No,
I only have three.
I don't have bigger font.
But when you press request, there's also other requests.
It goes primary, general, channels, and then there's over in requests.
Yeah, because you've got a channels.
Then you click on request.
No, I got four there. I got requests.
I honestly don't have a bigger font.
I don't know.
Then I did it.
You do have a bigger font.
Okay, but I didn't mean to.
I don't.
Now, when you go into requests, you've also got to swipe right down the bottom to see hidden requests.
Oh, yeah.
So just in case anybody's listening who's ever DM'd me, It's honestly like going into it's like it's sort of like going into Lord of the Rings, like sort of like Harry Potter world to get to my request, and then I go in there and look at this. What is all that? Spam me.
Yeah, I got ones that say they're boxy. I think you'd have the same. I love you. I want a nude photo. I want a nude video.
I'm the same.
For prostitutes looking like that. What the hell is that?
Yeah, mine are pretty intense.
Yeah, I get all of that. So, firstly, an apology to anyone I've never applied to request. It's actually impossible to see them a lot of the time. But
Big Boobs Live.
A couple of days ago, I was coming back from Fiji, and obviously I was you got 2 hours to kill at the airport, so I was just like, I'll go into socials, have a look what's going in there, saw a request. And I saw a request from 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
And you know when you see a blue tick and you go, and it, you know, you don't usually get celebrities slide into your DMs. Jeremy Piven from Entourage. Show you love. Now, we had him on the show.
Yeah. Ari Gold.
He was promoting his stand-up tour.
Promoting his stand-up show, which was here 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I'm so glad this is not TV because...
You look great, though.
Yeah.
I look like a bloated mess, let's be honest.
Fresh. That's an LA flight, is it? You've just got off?
Just about 45 minutes ago, I landed and... And here we are.
What do you say? Different postcode.
Well,
the big dog.
What was so funny about this was because I didn't at him. I didn't post a photo of him. I didn't thank, you know, I didn't have any, I didn't reach out in any way. So I'm like, how did he even find me?
He was obviously Toey.
What a noble. He wrote, "Hey, Fifi, was so fun. Thanks again. Kiss, kiss."
He's having a little play.
But I don't know.
No,
did you get one? Fev?
No.
I didn't get one.
No, I didn't get one.
We all chatted to him. Josiah?
Yeah, no,
did
nothing.
You get one?
Look at her little smile.
But it was like, but the thing is, it's 3 weeks later, so I can't even address. Write back.
Say hey.
Hey. No.
Go fishing.
I'm not interested in going fishing.
I think he's still in the country.
No. Oh, is he?
Oh, wow, that's changed.
No, that's funny.
Wow.
I think he's filming, filming a movie here.
He's here for a couple of months.
Fish. Rex Hunt, go on. Yibbity yibbita.
That is
it was
all.
Just amongst all the
all right,
requests.
Let's orchestrate a message.
No.
G'day, Ari. Right, Ari. Funny.
No.
Good power play.
Watched Entourage.
You snuck into the wrong request. How are you?
No. I'm still waiting for The
Eggplant,
Rock to get back to
eggplant
me. Who did I DM about 4 years ago?
That was me.
You DM'd The Rock.
For you.
Never the celebrities you want to get in touch with you.
101.9 The Fox.
There is, apparently, according to experts, a regular, healthy morning routine. And there are 4 principles to stick by. And now seems like the right time of day to be imparting this information because most people are just waking up or have just woken up. So here we go. Consistent wake-up time. And I think we've all got that. We have to because of this job.
But that's during the day. Surely not on the weekends.
No, they say even on weekends.
Oh. I'm awake same day, weekend.
Really?
Yep.
Same time?
Yep, same time.
No, I can flip it pretty quickly.
I can't sleep in.
Summer holidays, I'm getting up at 8:39.
Oh, no, I never sleep in that much, but really? I'll get up at like 6:30.
Jeez, I couldn't tell you the last time I got out of bed that late.
Mm. Really? I love it. Now, secondly, finding a breakfast schedule that works for you.
Yeah, I'll don't do that.
So, now this all ties into, apparently, a healthy bowel movement is early in the morning. They call these things, the colon calls these waves of propulsion, I think.
Eaton's cheating.
Why is everyone... Did I say that right, James Blake? Leon and James...
The only pulse that I'm doing in graphic. The morning is in the shower.
A wave of propulsion.
You don't want to hear something coming out of your pound.
Yeah.
I thought I was saying that in a very clean way.
Wave of propulsion is way worse than any snapping one off.
No.
Mate, that's
dropping a log, mate, dropping the kids off at the pool. They are all better... Then sorry guys, there's some waves of propulsion.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was a clean way of saying it, but breakfast gets that moving is what I'd like to add. Now there's two.
Yeah.
Third one is interesting for any gym junkies who are listening to us right now. If you're on your morning run or even walk, they're saying start slow. Morning exercise may not be the right. Thing. And again, I'm very sorry about this, but it all ties into those waves of propulsion. It can stop the waves.
Why is everything centered around this first deuce?
I don't know. And I'm annoyed because Leon and James gave me this article and I didn't realize it was all about the colon and waves of propulsion.
What's the fourth?
Coffee, no. 90 minutes, at least 90 minutes after waking up.
Oh, that's fair enough.
And that'll benefit your productivity because... Your gut's a bit sluggish and it affects the waves.
Why is it all poo related?
Oh, Cody just passed me his.
Oh, yeah.
Wake, poo, shower, wank, work.
Hey.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick. On the Fox.